What they're saying is I'm learning to trust myself more and more. So when I say trust myself, it's like what we're doing is we're going beyond the old assembly. In other words, who we perceived ourselves to be, where we thought we resided, because we've been so in attendance with the lower mind, with the lower self, that we've forgotten to have a heart. And so that heart is our advancement. It's like our hall pass. It's our heaven's consent. Oh my goodness. Almost there. So what's interesting for me is it helps to open up to all of you, all of the gorgeous souls that are present. So when I open up to you, it helps me find myself because I draw upon our very best. In other words, I draw upon our incoming accuracy. I draw upon our steadfast value. So that is who we are in truth. We're light, we're love, we're that oneness of true reflection. And that is our homecoming. That is our, I wanted to say graduation, but it's not graduation as much as it's arrival. And the difference is that we're the ones choosing to arrive. It's not like someone's handing us a diploma. It's our own agreement. It's our own steadfast value. It's our own certainty. It's our own proclamation. It's our own heaven's consent. So we're waking up, they're saying, to our divinity at last. That's a very strong, powerful advisement, because as we strengthen our bonds with our true nature, it's like we don't have to figure out how to release the old strongholds. How do I get rid of the fear? How do I get rid of the lowest, like low self-esteem, like whatever it is. We're not trying to get rid of anything as much as we're simply acknowledging where we've always been, where we've always stayed, where we've always coincided with our greatness. So this is about receiving love's approval. Love's approval is our own approval of self. It's allowing ourselves to graduate. It's allowing ourselves to strengthen. It's allowing ourselves to achieve. It's allowing ourselves to arrive. It's our allowing ourselves to administer. It's allowing our destiny to be heard and to be coincided with. So as you will receive your liftoff, as you will receive your stand up announcement. So when I'm saying that, I just see like astronauts where they've risen above where we normally assemble, where we normally extend ourselves, where we normally receive ourselves into our higher value. So our higher value is our I am presence. It's I am that I am, and welcoming that higher endurance, allowance, secretion, illumination, gifting, guaranteed status. Now the guaranteed status is very, very essential, because as we will say yes to self, as we will self-admit, as we will allow ourselves to enjoy, there is an eternal echo, and that eternal echo is our Christed self. It's like our true self that's ready to expand, that's ready to engage. And so all of the belief in suffering, all of the belief in our sorrow, all of the belief is in our separated identity, it's just washed away because it no longer resonates with who we recognize ourselves to be. And so as we move up, they're saying the volume of scale. So in other words, the vibrational alliance, the vibrational frequency, we are transported in early arrival. Now, the reason I keep saying early is we're allowing ourselves to self-adjust whether or not we see it in the outcast stride. In other words, whether our friends are, our family, or whoever, because this is where we're learning to seek the familiar. So in essence, it's sort of like going it alone in a sense, going home, waking up to what others still aren't hearing, and allowing that in safe measure. In other words, feeling the safety of that, feeling the orchestration of that, feeling the allowance of that, feeling the endurance of that, feeling heaven's grace, feeling our heavenly seal, and allowing that transparency to illuminate our very existence. Because as we will seal our fate, as we will step up and strive, as we will identify ourselves of heavenly values. So it's not the ego that's not matching up to something else that makes us feel less than. It's like we're feeling that safety in identifying with our true self, with our true nature. So it's like you're tuning into a completely different system, a completely different identification, a completely different allowance. Now, this is the vibration, the frequency, the assessment that's waiting for you to take notice. In other words, it's all around, and we are the ones coming into full agreement. So as you will step into your new station, as you will step into your new advisement, allow your truth to be told. That means your cells, any problems that you're experiencing, any frustrations, any problems of the past, any fears of tomorrow, you're allowing that I am presence to infiltrate your very existence. In other words, to breathe in the good news, to breathe in the good allowance, to bring forth the higher remedy. Because we're not trying to fix what isn't broken. We're not just trying to win this particular battle, but then the war carries on. What we're doing is we're switching our identification at last and bringing forth the highest remedy that is going to serve our new post, that's going to serve our new advisement, that's going to stir the very masses. In other words, as we move into our I am alignment, this is what shows everyone else as well what's possible. So this is where we're getting an early fit. We're building up an early stride. So when I said early stride, for whatever reason, that just really did it. Because that stride, it's like just step right up. Just step right up. And so just imagine, like, you know, Mother Mary may take a grand step, a huge step. So when we receive that, when we allow that, when we strengthen our conviction of our higher self, this is where our higher self gets activated for all to see and witness. So this is, it shifts our very life, it shifts our very existence, it moves us into a new reality. And that's a permanent move, as we will ascertain the rights for victory. In other words, as we will receive, as we will agree. So we're agreeing with our new alignment, we're agreeing with our heavenly value, we're agreeing with our new orchestration, and we're allowing true delivery. So that enchanted favor, our higher awareness, is now filling us with new resolve. In other words, resolving our difficulties, resolving all of those lower energies, because we're now being assisted with that higher engagement. So allow yourself to receive heavenly bliss, allow yourself to receive true promotional value, and allow it, they're saying, allow the twists and changes. Like, in other words, allow that shift to be heard, to be exercised, to be like, to make room for it. Make room for it, seeing things in a new way, being delivered new achievements. So the achievement is what you haven't, it's not what you've done in the physical, it's what you've surrendered and allowed to be received, to be stirred, to be wholly engaged. So that's the achievement, because you're saying yes, you're moving out of the old, I gotta fight, I gotta be better than, I gotta be a victim, I gotta be a martyr. Like, you're just moving out of that entire train car. Just imagine moving into first class, moving into a whole new sequencing. So allow that to shift your very existence, because now we're existing in a new placement. Receive on all levels, past, present, and future. Receive, receive, receive.